So the water would keep it cool?
No, we never did do anything like that.
We always kept our milk and butter and stuff in our refrigerator.
Yeah, we didn't have a refrigerator part-time, did we?
I know it. We didn't have one long years.
We didn't get any ice about once a week.
Did you put that down in the well, you and your wife?
No, we just kept it. We kept it freezer to throw away a lot of it.
Yeah. Did you have an ice box or something like that?
We had some ice put there with it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people talk about that thing that I'm talking about where you keep your milk and your butter, maybe even in the well or out in the stream? Have you ever heard people call that sort of thing a dairy?
Yeah, well, a dairy is where they milk a bunch of cows.
Milk a bunch of cows.
Yeah, when I use the word dairy, I mean it, you know, as a special farm where you just raise milk cows and nothing else. I was just wondering if you'd ever heard of some people call the place, you know, where they keep their milk and butter cool a dairy. But
no,
you haven't heard about that.
Just cool that.
That's just where they go to milk and bring milk to the house.
Yeah, way back years ago, I used to buy baby calves around Deers and around Montgomery and bring them down here and resell them.
Talking about the farm, what would you call that place right around the barn where some of your animals might just walk around?
It'd just be the barn lot.
The barn lot. And you mentioned the pasture a minute ago. Was your pasture fenced in, or...
Well, if it's pasture, you got it fenced in.
Got it fenced in.
Now they all use pasture, but back then, way back years ago, they just let them turn them out, let them go where they want to. Just run everywhere in the country. But if they got stock low, they started having pastures.
Yeah. You said you raised cotton, didn't you?
Yes.
What sort of work do you have to do when you raise cotton? What does all that involve?
Well, you got to go out there and break your land, put down fertilize it, plant your seed, go back there and bar it off or side it, chop it with a hoe, chop out down to a stand, and cultivate it from then on out.
When it gets in bloom, and that's the bowl,
the day it gets good and hot, go to pick it by hand.
Good and hot, huh?
Yeah, and we'll forget. We planted maybe Thursday in this field right out in front of the house out here one year. That's way back when I was a boy. And we made 30 bales out there and picked it by hand.
That sounds like a good bit of work.
It's a lot of it. Not a few people can pick 200 pounds a day. Most of them pick 75 or 100 pounds a day. Taking 15 days to pick a bale of cotton.
How many people did you have working for you when you were doing that?
Just sometimes we'd have 8 or 10 out there, and sometimes just 3 or 4.
Some colored people.
According to who you come along to pick cotton. Of course, now they got machines to pick it.
Yeah.
We haven't grown any cotton now in several years.
What do you call, talking about growing cotton, what do you call that grass that grows up in the cotton field that you don't want?
Well, there's crabgrass and parsley, bag of weeds.
Does that give you a lot of trouble?
Well, you just had to hoe it. If you didn't do some mighty good plowing.
Yeah. You're talking about cotton, you'd say that cotton and corn grow in a, what do you call the land where cotton grows in? You say you have a what of cotton?
Oh, so many acres of it.
Do you call that a field?
Yeah,
field of cotton.
Field.
Is that the same thing, would you say maybe, let's say that peas grow in a field?
Yes.
Is there anything like a field, maybe a little smaller?
Patch.
A patch. Is a patch smaller than a field?
Patch is smaller than a field.
You could grow the same thing in a patch, but it would just be a smaller piece of land.
You ever say that's my field up here?
Yeah.
And they got a little place out here, just call that patch.
Yeah, your wife showed me a picture of your house, and there was a fence right around the front yard.
Yes.
And she called that a particular type of fence.